It is a good day. Campbell Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
We are the Maria and Chad Show, and producer JP is getting Maren Morris on hold in the other room. Called us early this morning because she's in town tonight singing songs like this. Lots of hits.
You kind of forget how many she has until you hear them all in a row.
This one is super catchy. I think it all started with this.
And that's my
welcome
favorite
to the phone,
one.
Maren Morris. Woo! Welcome to the Maria and Chad Show. Welcome to town. You got your big concert tonight at Mesa Amphitheater.
Yes, I'm so excited to see you guys.
Now, I know this is one of Chad's favorite venues to see a show, so we're excited to have you.
Well, I've never been there, so I'm really excited to see everyone tonight. I love a good outdoor venue.
The last chance we had a chance to see you live, you played Camel's 8-Man Jam. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary a few weeks ago, but I remember watching you because it was a big week for you. You were performing at Talking Stick Resort in the showroom, and then you had to rush to New York because you were the musical guest on Saturday Night Live that same week.
Oh my gosh, that was a crazy trip. Amazing, like how much time it seems has passed since then, but it wasn't that long ago.
Was it a couple years? I'm trying to remember myself. 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, it was 3. Yeah.
3 years, ooh, okay.
That's a long time. Too long.
Hey, Maren, so I know recently you said that you auditioned for every singing show that there possibly was and got rejected. I want to know, if you were to audition today, and obviously they would hit the buzzer today, duh, but if you were to audition today, what song would you audition with? Like, let's say for The Voice, for example.
I feel like I would want to obviously, you know, showcase my vocals, but I'd also want to do something out of left field. So maybe like a really soulful version of Post Malone.
Oh, very interesting.
That threw me for a loop. That's awesome.
Well, you come from a musical background. I was reading that your mom actually won a bunch of karaoke contests growing up. Is she still doing the karaoke thing?
Yeah, she still loves the karaoke. That's her thing. I don't know if she's won a contest in a while or if she's competed, but no, she's always, like, ever since I was a little girl, we've had a karaoke machine in our house.
Well, apparently this is her favorite song. Let me know if this is right. Is this the one that she sings? Is that your mom's song?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Is that her song, or was that misprinted?
No, she loves 4-9 Blondes, and then she loves singing Sin Wagon by the Dixie Chicks. Those are her two karaoke songs.
Do you ever go karaokeing with her?
Not in a while, but we should. There's some good karaoke places in Nashville that we should hit up and just freak people out.
How cool would that be? You're karaokeing and then Maren Morris and her mom are there. I'm sure TMZ would get footage of that. It is the Maria and Chad Show. Maren Morris, of course, famous for this song. Maren Morris is our guest this morning. She's in town at Mesa Amphitheater tonight. And are you ready, Maria, with your 60 seconds?
60 seconds with Maren Morris. What kitchen appliance do you use every day?
Cast iron skillet.
What makes you laugh the most?
The office, my bulldog pancake.
What's your favorite board game?
Life.
Have you ever had a nickname? If so, what is it?
On the Keith Urban tour, everyone started calling me Marvin, and to this day, Keith still calls me Marvin.
It's funny, we were talking karaoke. What would you sing at karaoke night that's not your song?
Wanna Be by the Spice Girls.
That's a great one.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Oh, God. Probably less than my husband, honestly. I would say, like, 30?
What's your favorite zoo animal?
Penguin.
Do you collect anything?
I collect show laminates and festival laminates.
Okay.
Nice.
I do have a follow-up question. I know your 60 seconds are up, but what's up with your husband and in the shoes?
He is going through a phase right now where he just loves Nike Air Maxes.
Oh, like the collectible ones?
Yeah, he has them in every color from plain to hideous cheetah print.
So does that mean that he takes longer than you to get ready then? He's like, no, not now, babe. I got my shoes don't match my shirt.
He is very conscious of that, but it's cute. I try to help him when I can.
As you should.
Well, once again, Maren, welcome to town. We'll see you tonight. Mesa Amphitheater. Tickets still available if people want to join us out there. We'll be out there early to say hi to you.
Awesome. I can't wait to see you guys tonight. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm sure we will. Maren Morris, Woo! This is awesome.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good one. See you soon.